Introduction. It was the late 1920s. Ernst Coe had moved to Florida. He began to notice that plants and birds were disappearing from one of his favorite places, the Everglades. The Everglades was a giant marsh full of unique plants and animals that couldn't be found anywhere else. Thousands of beautiful birds made the Everglades their home. Turtles, manatees, and alligators roamed its waters. Ernst Coe thought the Everglades should be turned into a national park. Some people thought Ernst Coe's idea was foolish. The Everglades was just a swamp. In some places, all you could see was water and grass. Weren't national parks supposed to be places that had spectacular scenery? Luckily, new thinking about what makes a good national park was taking shape in Washington, D.C. People didn't want to preserve only beautiful mountains. They were hoping to protect places that were unique. They wanted parks that would preserve our nation's history and culture. They wanted to develop parks that would protect plants and wildlife that couldn't be found anywhere else. Congress was creating other national parks and monuments to preserve unusual and unique places. The Badlands in South Dakota and Death Valley in California are two examples. What makes these places special? Why would someone want to visit a giant swamp or a place called Death Valley? Caption: The Florida Everglades is home to flamingos and manatees.